Have you ever had a big dream? I'm talking those super big, they make you wiggle in your britches type of dreams that are challenging, even impossible. You know, those God-sized dreams that force you to rely on God to make them happen, because without Him, you know you'd fall short. Today, I'm elated to share a God-sized dream that has come to fruition in my life. But first, let's extend some God-sized gratitude to HBear1010, who left a 5-star review entitled, "Such an Encouragement." It says, "Wow, this podcast has blessed me beyond words. Corey is the most loving and encouraging host, helping us busy moms not only get our lives organized, but keep God and what truly matters at the forefront of it all. I love the practical tips, relatable stories, and life-filled verses infused into each episode. I will definitely keep coming back for more." Well, thank you, thank you, thank you, HBear1010. I am so excited to have you here, and thank you for taking the time. Lovelies, as you listen in to today's episode, I encourage you to really soak it in. See what God reveals to you and let it testify that your God-sized dreams are possible too. Hey, hey, Mama. Welcome back to the Treasured Mama Podcast. I'm Corey Messer, a Kingdom Life Coach and Messy Mompreneur, and I want to know if you're like me. Have you ever felt like you've lost yourself in all the things? Or perhaps you just need some encouragement on this messy journey of authentic motherhood? In this space, we love sharing routines, rhythms, and real stories of real moms as we declutter our heads, our hearts, and our homes to discover clarity and confidence. If you're ready to gain clarity on who God designed you to be, create simple systems for a more peaceful household, and connect with other mamas doing the same, this podcast is right up your alley. My prayer is this episode will encourage you. So grab a drink, take a mommy moment, and listen in to today's goodness. Hey, Mama, today is such an exciting episode because I will be talking about a project that I have partnered with two other women on, and we are releasing it to the world this April 30th of 2024. At the time this podcast episode is released, you will be able to go get the thing. So you may be asking yourself, what is the thing? And I'm excited to say, Rhythms of Grace is the name of the book that I co-authored with Sakira Baez and Janine Armstrong, and it has been an absolutely incredible journey. So in a few episodes coming up, I'll be sharing a bit of the process, but I figured today I would just unravel and unpack a little bit of the meaning behind the book and the reason my heart's cry for the book. The partnership in itself with Janine and Sakira has been so amazing, and even that aspect of the book being birthed is so God. We were doing a podcast interview about the book today, and we were talking a bit around the title, and we were asked, how did the book title come to be and what does it mean? And through the course of the conversation, it was really fun to revisit how it came to be, because even though the three of us experienced it together, we all remember different parts of it. It's just like for myself, I have a twin brother, and we were in the womb at the exact same time, born on the same day, lived a large chunk of our lives together, and yet some of those experiences we recall very differently. And this is how the book was as well. So if you ask Coach Janine, she has some insights to share. If you ask Coach Sakira, she has insights to share. And actually, it was Coach Sakira that brought this name to the table and said, I think this is the name of the book. And I am so grateful that she did, because clearly it's the one that resonated the deepest. But when we were answering that question today, God had prompted me to dive into a study that I did around the word rhythm. And there was a whole deep theological study and the origin of the word. But what was brought up again today is when we talk about rhythm in music, it refers to the pattern of sounds and silences that occur over a period of time. In addition, it is the element of music that creates a sense of movement and forward momentum. So let's unpack this a little bit. Rhythm in music refers to the pattern of sounds and silences that occur over time. When I look at motherhood, I'm reminded of how often we experience sound. And sometimes it's overwhelming. All the little voices talking about all the things, and we just want a moment of silence. And often we can miss the opportunity to connect with our kiddos because we are daydreaming about the next season. We are daydreaming about the next moment of silence. And on the other hand, there are certain seasons where we experience silence in more abundance. And those are the seasons where we crave those little voices. For many, this is the season of becoming an empty nester. Or maybe it's a season where your child is studying abroad, or they're off extending their education in one area of life or another. But when they're not around us all the time, like many of us experience when our children are young, we begin to miss what we no longer have. But when we have it, we're missing the moment because we're focusing on the next thing. And so I just want to encourage you that just like in music, there are patterns of sounds and silence. In your motherhood, there will be patterns of noise and ruckus and even chaos. And there will be seasons and patterns where there is silence and quiet. I don't know if you've ever heard the phrase, "The silence is deafening." Initially, that seems like it doesn't make sense, because how can something be deafening if it's completely silent? And yet, so much can be spoken in those moments of silence if we are willing to listen. Because when we pause in those moments and we minimize the external stimulation, we begin to tune into our internal dialogue and our internal experience of how we are speaking to ourselves as a woman, as a mother, as a daughter of the one true King. And God is the one who speaks our identity to us. He is the one that created us. And so when we get caught up in the chaos of a moment, and we begin to speak things over ourselves or even our children out of frustration, anger, overwhelm, or even resentment, it's important that we take a moment to be silent and steward our words well and steward our actions well. In fact, for one of my children today, I repeated the phrase that I have said so many times over the course of my motherhood, and that is, our hands are for helping, not hurting. My children are between the ages of 8 and not quite a year and a half. And with that, this is something I've had to revisit with every single one of them. And it would be easy by the time I got to kiddo number 4 to feel frustrated because I've had to repeat this over and over and over again. And yet, my youngest one has heard it less frequently than my oldest, simply because of the time that we've been exposed to each other. And I think that's important because there are things in our life, in our motherhood, there are certain patterns that have occurred. And if we are not intentional about pausing and reflecting why those patterns have been established, we will continue to repeat them. However, if we pause and we reflect and we receive from the Father his guidance on how to shift the things we don't want to pass on to the next generation, there is tremendous power in that. I am so incredibly passionate about helping shift the next generation. As my father said when we were growing up, and still to this day, part of his legacy vision is to leave the generation for myself and my brother better off than what him and his brother experienced. And for myself, I have the same heart's desire. And part of that is really gaining clarity on if you want to establish a multi-generational, abundant kingdom legacy of freedom, we first have to be clear on what does freedom look like and feel like? How do we do that from a kingdom perspective so that we can bless not only our children, but our children's children? Because the Bible tells us to leave a legacy that is multi-generational. Now, this is mentioned a few different times in the Bible, but specifically in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 22, it says, "A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children." I encourage you to begin asking yourself those type of questions. Are the patterns I have established in my life right now ones I want to pass on to the next generation and the generation beyond that? And observe how you are creating sound in your life, the sound you expose yourself to. What are you allowing in your atmosphere? And also the silence. Are you staying silent in those moments where you've been called to speak up? Because when we partner with God, we gain clarity on when to speak up and when to stay silent. And we do that from a place of faith, knowing that God has called us to do those things, and never out of a place of fear, fearing rejection, that if we speak up, people won't receive what we say, or fearing if we stay silent, people will think we are afraid to speak up, because it is not man that we are supposed to fear, but rather have a reverent respect for the Father to follow what he is calling us to do. Rhythm refers to the pattern of sounds and silences that occur over time. Two things I want to highlight. It doesn't say sound and silence. It says sounds and silences, as in plural, that occur over time. Just because you've done something previously in your motherhood that wasn't perfect, or it wasn't even really good, or maybe it was completely awful and self-serving, it doesn't mean that you don't have another opportunity to do it better. Because imperfect action is better than perfect inaction. I find many moms get caught in this pattern of being paralyzed by the pursuit of perfection. You may think of this as analysis paralysis. You think and think and think and you never do. Or you keep preparing and preparing and preparing without ever taking a step to do the next right thing. And this is over a period of time. Remember that it is the element of music that creates a sense of movement and forward momentum. So as you are walking through the daily rhythms of your day, extend grace to yourself and your children. I often tell my kids, we can't out-grace God, but we can sure try. So it's important that when we show up in our day-to-day and we are making music, and what I mean by that is, what is the sound that is being released out of your mouth? Are you being kind and loving even when you're offering correction? Because there is a sound that is coming from your mouth, and is it representative of heaven? Is it a heavenly sound? In the words that I share with my children, is it a sound that is helpful or hurtful? Because when we are raising our children, when we are able to teach them something, those are the things we most understand. If we are not able to teach it to our children, we get to have a conversation with ourselves so that we have a greater understanding. And this is another thing when we are extending these rhythms of grace. Part of what we wanted to show to you as the reader was that we can invite you into this process to realize we are where we're at in motherhood because we have experience in motherhood. Through every one of our experiences, we have had mountains and we've had valleys. We've had victories and we've had shortcomings. And it doesn't disqualify us as moms because we've done it imperfectly. Rather, that is an opportunity to celebrate that we have been in movement. We have been engaging in forward momentum, taking the next right step. So if we released a sound that is in opposition to heaven, and it's coming from a place of unrighteous anger, or coming from a heart place of being self-centered because we are just sick and tired of saying the same thing over and over again, then it's really, really important for us to know that when those sounds are released that are not in alignment with heaven, we get to do it better the next time. But in order to do it the next time, you have to do the next right thing and be in movement. You see, our God is a God of multiplication and not a God of addition. And this means community. There is value in the village. And on the interview today, we were asked that question, what is the one thing, if you could extract one treasure from this book to share with the moms, the people that are going to read it, what would that be? And for me, it truly was, there's value in the village. It is time that we show up authentically, unfiltered, in the mess of motherhood, and we're honest that there are blessings that happen, there are burdens that we experience, and in all of it, we can take the next right step and advance forward. And I believe one of the things that has been missing is this multi-generational village. Because back in the day, multi-generations would have fellowship. They would gather. They would commune. They would break bread together. They would have real conversation with each other around things that matter. Their kids would play together. They would laugh together. Did you know that laughing together is one of the most intimate experiences you can have with someone? This is why when you see marriages that are dissolving because the spouses are not prioritizing each other and they step outside of that relationship, one of the things they most comment on as to why they began to spend time with a person outside of their marriage is because they made them laugh again. So infuse that into your experience with your family. That is such an incredible gift that you can give them. And you know what else? Laughing is a very authentic, unfiltered, vulnerable experience. Most people see pictures of themselves, and I find this so unfortunate, but I have done it as well, where you are just cracking up. You are laughing so hard. You are experiencing so much joy. And yet people look at that and they see the wrinkles on their face, or they see how their teeth aren't perfectly straight, and they don't love those pictures of themselves. But I think if we can see beyond the external experience of motherhood, if we can see beyond the messy living rooms and we can see beyond the stained clothes and we can, you know, look past the filthy mouth, right? And instead, we can delight in these moments and we can pursue the hearts of people as children of God and support people in their victories and in their valleys. Man, motherhood will be a very different experience. And just like Mary with Joseph in the Bible, it wasn't all sunshine and rainbows. I mean, goodness gracious, if you've read the Bible, you know that Mary and Joseph actually didn't know where their son was for a period of time. And of course, they did find him. But I think, man, if Mary and Joseph can lose Jesus, the Savior of the world, I'm doing okay. Imperfect action is better than perfect inaction. And because our God is a God of multiplication, when we link arms with a village of other mothers and we do life together multi-generationally, we can have a tremendous impact for multiple generations. I love in the Bible where it talks about the children and it says, "Come, my children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. And I love this so much because it highlights the responsibility and truly the privilege of the older generations to teach the young people in the ways of God. It really speaks to the importance of passing down wisdom and knowledge to the generations. And not just cultural wisdom and knowledge, but the wisdom and knowledge of the Lord to the next generation. And a big part of this is for mothers. In the context of this conversation, it is vital that the wisdom of the older generation is imparted to the next generation so they can impact the future generation. This is part of how we have generational impact, but it starts with a willingness to be in the company of those that are older than you, those that are younger than you, and knowing that we are all on this continual journey of learning about the Lord. So our heart behind this book is really to remind you through story that no matter where you're at on your motherhood journey, maybe you're brand new and you're nursing your infant as we speak. Maybe you're somebody who has had multiple children and now you're in a season of being a grandmother. Maybe you're actually a dad or a grandfather listening to this and you have a mother in your life or you have a spouse who is a mother. We all have a connection to a mom in some capacity. Even if we don't have an intimate relationship with our birth mother, we all came from a mother. As a mom myself to four incredible children that are living here on earth, I can truly, truly say there have been times where my children have been my greatest teachers. If I was only open to that, because God will show them in all of their pure joy. And it can irritate something in me sometimes. It can rise up a spirit of offense I didn't even know I was partnering with. And when I see that reflection as the gift that it is, a gift of growth for me to heal a wounded part of me and show up better for my children and my spouse and my community than I ever have before, that really shifts the way that I show up in those uncomfortable experiences. So, beloved, you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to have been a mother for a certain number of years. Maybe you haven't ever birthed a child of your own yet, but it's a desire of your heart. I encourage you to read this book, glean from it what you can, and it is our hope that you'll learn from the poor things that we did. And it will be an opportunity for you to not repeat them and also to gain acceleration and advancing some of the things for your children and your children's children so they can experience an acceleration of being activated in the things of the Lord. I will put the link in the show notes for you to order the book. If you know a mom, a grandmother, a loved one in your life that you want to gift the physical book to, you can also purchase that at any time. And the sooner you do it, the higher likelihood you'll be able to get it into their hands on or before Mother's Day. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord. I thank you so much for this gift to partner with you as a mother. To carry your creation in our womb that you created and placed within us. And Father, I know that motherhood can come in so many different ways. Birthing a child from our own womb, fostering, adopting, being a spiritual mother, being any type of mother. Lord, it is just my prayer that we walk into this season of motherhood, knowing that what you have called us to contribute is of absolute value to the village. When we show up and contribute in the way that you have called us to, God, we will also be positioned to receive what you have called somebody else to contribute. And so, Lord, it is my prayer that we return to those ways of engaging in a multi-generational capacity, to learn from the wisdom of those that have been there, and to be energized by the zeal of the youth, Lord, so that we can shift and impact the generations to come. You are a good, good Father, and we thank you for bringing us on this incredible journey to birth this book called Rhythms of Grace. In your mighty name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Hey, Mama, one quick thing before you go. If this podcast blessed you in some way, the number one way you can pay it forward is to head over to iTunes, Treasured Mama Podcast, and leave a review and subscribe to the channel.